Hi, welcome to the Gridiron Gurus podcast for week one of the regular season. I'm Travis Lazarczyk alongside Evan Crawley for the Kennebec Journal and Morning Sentinel. Evan, we've got a couple games of the week this week, so why don't we start with a big one in the PTC Class B, Coney at Mountain Blue.
Yep, at Caldwell Field on Friday night. Coney will travel up to Farmington to take on Mountain Blue. The big story out of this one is Reed Shostak will not be available. One of the best players in the state, four-year starter at linebacker, and they're starting running back as well. Shostak dislocated his elbow in the first day contact was allowed during the preseason. Saying he's going to miss about 4 to 6 weeks, so he'll be out this week, and then pretty much questionable from there. Outside of Shostak, though, Coney still has plenty of options and should be a good matchup for Mount Blue. One of the ones I'll be looking at in particular is Anthony Brunel, senior wide receiver, cornerback. He's probably going to draw, the assignment on Mount Blue's Nate Pratt-Holt, one of the fastest guys in the PTCB, guy who can beat you deep. But this wasn't lost on Coney coach B.L. Lippert, who singled out Pratt-Holt as one of those guys to watch on Mount Blue when I spoke to him the other day.
They're actually quite a bit like us. They're a senior-laden team. They got some good athletes on the outside, a couple of good running backs, some physicality on the offensive and defensive line. I think Nate Pratt-Holt jumps out off the page, number 14, a great wide receiver, free safety for them. Their quarterback throws a nice ball. They've got a couple different running backs they can put in there against you. So they play downhill defensively. Their front eight really gets after you. They got some good athletes in the secondary. So they remind me a lot of us. We've been talking about that all week, that personnel-wise, to some extent, scheme-wise, they're quite a bit like us.
Now, as Lippert mentioned, Bennett will be the guy filling in at running back for Shostak. He gives him a good option. He's not the same kind of running back, but he's more of a quick guy. He's going to try to get outside the tackles a little bit, but he still has the power to run inside as well. One thing I will be watching, though, is how does Mount Blue attack first-year Coney quarterback Taylor Heath? Mount Blue has some experience there on the line with players like Brandon Durrell, Will Gunter, Isaac Collins. It'll be interesting to see how Heath handles the Mount Blue pressure and vice versa, because Mount Blue has a veteran quarterback in Ryan Pratt, who's a starter for them last year. And Lippert feels that the strength of his Coney team this year will be his defense. He's got two strong defensive ends in Dylan Tadeen and Benaiah Wilhoit. And the linebacking core is solid, even though Shostak won't be there. Max Story took a big step forward last year, as did Bennett. He'll play on the outside linebacking position. Now, outside of that, Travis, what's our Sentinel game of the week this week?
Sentinel game of the week is a renewing of an old rivalry from the PTC. It's Lawrence going to Skowhegan. Because the way Class B fell last year, with each region having an odd number of teams to fill out the schedules so there wouldn't be bye weeks, they played crossover games. And with that happening, the PTC Class B division, just you couldn't play everybody in your division. And for whatever scheduling quirk that happens, Skowhegan and Lawrence, which are 17 miles apart and have been playing each other in football for probably as long as they've had football teams, just wasn't able to play each other since 2012. That rivalry is back this year. They're playing it in week one on Friday night at Clark Field in Skowhegan. And it's kind of a matchup of two teams that really have high hopes for this year as far as the playoffs go. Lawrence coming off, obviously, the championship run where they lost to Brunswick in the PTC championship game last season. Skowhegan just missed the playoffs last year, won their final two games of the season against Gardner and Mount Blue. But with the Crabtree points being the tiebreaker, they just missed out on that sixth spot. Lawrence has some holes that they're trying to fill, particularly on the offensive line. To do that, one of the guys they've moved position-wise is Kyle Robinson, who is kind of an H-back, you know, receiver out of the backfield, short yardage running back kind of kid. He's going to move to guard, and really the only returning guy they have is tackle Robert Zaronski. And if I mispronounce your name, Robert, I apologize, and it happens to me all the time with Lazarczyk, so, you know, we'll hopefully get it right in the future if I butchered it. But, you know, they've got good running backs back, Mitchell Kuching, Walker Thomas, one of the best weapons in the league in tight end Seth Powers, who could be split out wide this year. They hope to do a lot of different things with him. So the foundation's there for Lawrence. They just got to kind of get that line play to grow up in a hurry, which is kind of a theme for a lot of teams in that league this year. Skowhegan, moved then sophomore Garrett McSweeney to quarterback around midseason, and the kid just slowly got better and slowly got better. He threw 6 touchdown passes with no interceptions in the final 2 games, those 2 wins for the Indians last year. They've got some guys back in tight end, defensive end Sam Baker, tailback safety Cam Doucette. They've got some guys back on the line with guard Oakley Fortin. So we're going to hear from Oakley, who's a captain.
In this town, you know, everyone talks about Lawrence, our biggest rival for sure, and it's constantly working hard, focusing on the goal, beating them.
What are some of the keys you guys have to do to be successful tomorrow night?
We're going to have to execute well as a team, and we're going to have to play fly to the ball on defense, bring down their running backs, and just overall play good. Our good team to play.
Skowhegan coach Matt Friedman said the Indians really are focusing this year on do your job, kind of something that he says he was saying before Bill Belichick was saying it, so we'll take him at his word for that. Just focus on your job, hope the other 10 guys on the field are doing their job, and they should be successful. Now, Evan, let's look at some other games in the PTCB.
Yep, as you mentioned, there was a handful of teams that did not meet during the regular season last year. Coney Mount Blue was one of them. Also, Messalonskee, they traveled to Gardner this week. Those two teams did not meet in the regular season last year. But Friday night, Jack Bernacchi's and the Eagles will travel to take on the Tigers. Now, Bernacchi's obviously had a fantastic season, gained over 2,000 yards on the ground last year. But as you mentioned, their question this year is, can they rebuild that offensive line in front of them that was so successful? This is one of those games where by the end of the season, if either team is on the outside looking in, this could be one of those ones that they point to.
Exactly.
Because Gardner hopes to get themselves into playoff contention this year, led by quarterback Eli Kropp, second-year starter as a junior. And they've got some good skill players in there with Cody Spencer, Logan Clark. They're going to be getting the ball. They're going to be running the ball. And tight end Caleb Karen, he's an experienced player, newer to tight end, but he could be a big player for them. And their line also has a little bit of experience with center Spencer King, tackle Ryan Seraph, and then on the defensive side, nose tackle Alex Tang. But a lot of these guys, they've been playing together for a while, but it's been at the JV level.
Sure.
So they have experience. They know how to play with each other. The biggest thing is, can they do it at the varsity level? And elsewhere in the PTCB, Hamden travels to defending champion Brunswick, and Nokomis, new to Class B this year, they'll go to Brewer. And both of those teams, Brunswick and Brewer, go in as the favorites, but at this time of the year, you never really know.
No. Let's look at the Big Ten Conference, which is now Northern Class C. Have a few Central Maine teams playing there. Defending state champion Winslow opens the season at Belfast. This is a rivalry that goes back to their days in the old Class B in the 90s, when they kind of would trade off on regional titles, and you know, they play each other in tight games the regular season, and then always meet in the playoffs. And it seems like one or the other was always playing for the Class B state championship back then. They met for the playoffs last year, and should be a good opening test for the Black Raiders. Waterville, last year's regional runner-up, will be going up to Old Town for their opening night game. Waterville coming off a tough exhibition loss against a very strong Class D team, Maine Central Institute. And Madison, which is coming off their first playoff season in about a generation, will be opening the season at home against Oceanside, another new team to the league.
Now, in Campbell Conference Class D, the game I'm going to be looking for is Lisbon at Winthrop Monmouth. Coach Dave St. Hilaire thinks that the Ramblers could take a step forward this year. And Lisbon, they lost some key players, but brought back some very good ones in quarterback Tyler Halls, tailback Sean Grover, and running back, defensive back Henry Adams. Those guys are, you know, three of the better players in the league. But Winthrop Monmouth they've got a lot of returning juniors, a lot of guys with experience, led by quarterback Matt Ingram. And last year, when they were still kind of learning St. Hilaire's version of the double wing, the Ramblers gave Lisbon, who made it all the way to the conference finals last year, all they could handle in a 28-24 loss. So that'll be an interesting one to watch. Oak Hill travels to Old Orchard Beach. Old Orchard, they lost quarterback Brian Roberts, who was the player of the year in the league last year. But they still have some quality guys back. Wide receiver, linebacker Joe Anderson, running back, cornerback Eric Hogan. wide receiver cornerback Zach Hurst. So they're going to look to give Oak Hill a fight, but a lot of coaches are picking the Raiders to once again be the team to beat this year, paced by quarterback Dalton Tarian.
Sure.
Levi Buteau and Jonah Martin, they've had good preseasons. And the big thing with Oak Hill is that offensive line. I mean, they barely lost anybody off it. Guys like Connor Elwell, Garrett Guile, Austin Goucher, I mean, they... Oak Hill will be really tough, and Coach Jason Dissett knows how to coach an offensive line. So they've looked good so far in the preseason. Marinacook, meanwhile, they start the year with a bye. They won't play this week. And on the other side of D, Travis, where's MTI open?
MCI, the defending Little Ten Conference champion who lost to Oak Hill in that Class D state game last year. They opened at home against Washington Academy. MCI, like we just touched on a few minutes ago, looked really sharp against Waterville in an exhibition game last week. First play from scrimmage, Willie Moss, new tailback, runs for a big, long touchdown run. They force a turnover on Waterville's first play from scrimmage. Then a few plays later, score again when Greg Vigue, quarterback, throws a touchdown pass to Brandon Montero. So the Huskies look like they're just already in, you know, midseason form and really, you know, hoping to repeat as LTC champions. Another game of Central Maine note in the LTC this weekend, Mount View plays newcomer to the league Camden Hills on Saturday afternoon out in Thorndike. Mount View, a team that didn't graduate a lot of players, is hoping to have the offensive strength they had last year, just need a lot of improvement on defense because they couldn't stop anybody last year either.
And that'll do it for us this week on the Gridiron Gurus podcast. Please be sure to check out centralmaine.com for all great local content, not just football.